Workers coming into the U.S., some of those detained for a number of hours. So we're standing by to take that live when we can. Expect that soon. But I want to talk about a study that was released at the Urban League earlier today. It comes out of the Alternative Schools Network. And let me read a sentence from the Chicago Tribune. Of the city's 77 community areas, so think neighborhoods, just five accounted for a third of the homicides last year. And those same five had jobless rates ranging from 79 to 92% for teenagers, 49 to 70% for young adults. There are not jobs there. There is violence. Jack West is one of the people behind the study, and he joins us now on a phone line. Jack, welcome to the Business Lunch.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
So I just gave those startling numbers. I think, I don't know if people realize that. And then I think some of us might think a little too quickly, well, they should go out and get a job. But the idea is that maybe there aren't jobs there to be had.
That's exactly right. And what the study showed by the great Cities Institute, University of Illinois, showed just an evacuation of jobs from 1960 to the present, particularly in the West and South sides. The way to stop this violence is to provide many jobs for any kid who wants a job and combine it with education, because a lot of the kids are out of school, they've dropped out of school, they want to get something, but they see no hope. We can stop this violence with jobs. There used to be a federal summer jobs program until 2000. It used to employ over 600,000 low-income kids. Since then, all those kids were fired. They have no jobs. They have no experience. Kids in middle-class families and middle-class neighborhoods and upper-class neighborhoods, they all have jobs. They have the experience. The kids in the inner city, there are no jobs, and they don't have the experience, so they turn to violence and they turn to drugs. And
all right, Jack, let me interrupt you, though. The kids on the northwest side, they've got jobs. The
right.
Kids on the west side don't necessarily. Is that because, I mean, the kids on the northwest side are traveling downtown for jobs, or there's just more economic activity where they live?
There's just more economic activity. I mean, and you go out to Wheeling, Northbrook, I mean, there's jobs everywhere. Kids can get jobs out there. There are no jobs in the inner city to speak of, and the kids oftentimes don't even leave their neighborhoods.
I'm interested in
reading a job.
I'm interested in, I don't mean to keep interrupting you. I got a lot of ground I want to cover, though. I'm sorry.
Sure.
I'm interested in reading about the fact, you know, the jobs are one thing, the money is one thing, but there also are skills involved with obtaining a job. And if there aren't a job, there aren't jobs to even interview for, the kids don't develop the skills that they'll need down the road to get higher paying jobs.
Absolutely. And again, you learn how to get along with people, not to tell your employer to bug off, you know, how to follow instructions, how to show up on time, and you get the satisfaction of getting money and paid like everybody does. Those are the things that kids desperately need on the West and South sides. They got them with the old federal jobs program. A kid might come in at 16 and screw around, but they knew the community-based organization they were working through. At 17, 18, they start to mature. They learn those skills. Like you're saying, it's not just technical skills. It's just those skills of getting along, showing up on time. And then they're good prospects to maybe find jobs out further away from where they live. But the problem is they don't have those initial jobs in their neighborhood.
I read about Whole Foods opening up, or, you know, Chipotle or things like that. I mean, those are little things, but do you see any sort of institutional drive to create opportunities in these neighborhoods?
There's very little. The mayor's trying to do what he can, but again, the government has to be the first employer for these kids. It was up until 2000. It was a huge mistake to stop that. The violence is directly towards kids who have nothing else to do.
When you say the government has to be the first employer,
the federal government,
what do you mean by that?
I mean, they provide money for jobs through that would come through the city, and then smaller community-based organizations, faith-based organizations that know the kids could reach out to them and get them in line in a job.
And that went away, you said, when, 2010?
2000.
2000, okay.
It was a terrible mistake.
Well, the president says he wants to get the feds involved. Do you think that's what he's talking about?
I don't know. I hope so. I mean, he wants to do the infrastructure and employ a lot of men who have been laid off of work and sort of given up. We've got lots of kids in the same way. And the business is facing a real labor shortage. And if we don't train these kids on the first jobs, and then they can get the skills of how to show up and do skill training, businesses are going to be even more strapped to find workers. There was a big article in Cranes on Amazon having a hard time finding employees for their fulfillment centers in Pennsylvania, and they're going to have the same problem in Illinois and other states.
Tell me also about movements, and I know that there have been some easings of restrictions about prohibitions on people with a record getting a job. It's easier now for kids who did something stupid or a few things stupid when they were younger to be employed, but I know that's one of your recommendations as well, right? We've got to not write kids off because of things they did when they were 14 and 15 years old.
Absolutely.
Steve, we're going to go to the White House right now.
All right,
sorry,
Jack,
to interrupt you.
Last night,
okay, great. Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
Offered his condolences as well as his thoughts and prayers to the victims and their families.